Timmons, on, a Zach Turner tally with 26 seconds remaining in regulation proved to be the game winner as the Powassan Voodoos knocked off the Timmins Rock 4-3 Tuesday night in a thrilling Game 7 of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League East Division Final, with 1,766 spectators on hand at McIntyre Arena. "Great setup by Patrick. When you play with a passer like him, it's hard not to score," Turner said post-game. "I saw an opportunity to shoot and glad I took it. I owed the team a goal and no better time than that moment." This gives Voodoos the series 4-3, in which the visiting team won all seven outings, and has them moving on to meet the Greater Sudbury Cubs in the NOJHL Championship Series for the Copeland Cup, McNamara Trophy. It was also the first ever Game 7 in Voodoo's franchise history. The NOJHL's leading point getter in the playoffs, Timmins' Harry Clark, snagged a feed at the top of the crease, put in front by Mason Sverich, and whipped it past Powassan starter Daniel Diracolo just over 3 minutes into the matchup. With the tally, Clark collected a point in seven straight postseason contests, while with the assist, Sverich improved to an eight-game heater. Adding to their lead, deep into the first period, the Rocks' Lucas Lowe picked off a clearing attempt near the Voodoos' blue line, then drove to the slot and snapped a shot past Diracolo. Moving to the middle stanza, Powassan got on the board midway through the frame during a power play as Dylan McElhinney supplied a highlight reel goal by going end-to-end while darting around a number of defenders before putting a low shot under Timmins netminder Patrick Boivin. Building on that, the visitors drew level in the final minute of the frame off a broken play as a falling Wraith Smith got back up after a rush up ice and put a puck to the net where Ryan Patrick moved in and lifted the equalizer by Boivin. In the opening half of the third, the home side had a 4-minute man advantage to try and regain the lead, but the Voodoos held firm defensively to keep the contest knotted. Powassan then went in front moments after Chase Thompson was stymied from in close, but the continuation on the play saw it worked in front where Tucker Shields was there to stuff it in. Battling back, the Rock tied it with 2:49 left in the period as Clark dashed into the Voodoo's end and left a drop pass for Brant Romaniuk in the right circle where he ripped it in. However, with overtime looming, Powassan got the game winner in the waning moments after breaking out of their own end and saw Turner blast a one-timer off a Patrick feed that found its way into the net. Timmins got their goalkeeper out after that in a last-ditch effort to equalize, however the defending NOJHL champions could not tie it and saw their season come to a close. Game 1 of the NOJHL final is expected to begin this Thursday night at Countryside Arena in Sudbury as the Voodoos clash with the Greater Sudbury Cubs. The NOJHL winner will advance to compete in the Centennial Cup, presented by Tim Hortons, May 9-19, in Oakville.